Now, as part of its social responsibility, Financial Service IFS is partnering government to enhance education delivery in deprived areas of the country. Soom Technical is the latest beneficiary of a package of 5,000 Ghana cedis plus 50 motivational books to support the 50th anniversary of the school. The CEO, Kojo Ahiniche, says he believes in supporting the transformation of the lives of people and therefore called on stakeholders in the educational sector to help the less privileged to get access to education. A report by Anita Waskin.
50 years ago, the only technical school in the country was sited at Takoradi. The then Member of Parliament for Soom, Kweku Amoah-Ewa, led a campaign to have a similar secondary technical school to be built at Soom in the Eastern Region. This was accepted by the trust fund set up by the first president of Ghana, Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. The school was opened in December 1963 as a government boys' secondary school and established as a government tribute and monument to cocoa farmers at Soom. Was one of the leading cocoa producing areas in Ghana. The CEO of IFS, Kojo Ohiniche, said the country needs the youth in its development and so those in school should work hard and make the right choices. He therefore urged the students to rise to the challenge and build a generation that can transform the country.
Developing young talent is part of our social responsibility, and we are giving them information and opportunity that will enable them to go to become useful citizens for the country. We need people who are well prepared, still in leadership positions, and transform our country for the future. We also believe that it's our responsibility to partner with government and other stakeholders in the society to develop our people. The government is doing what it can, and the rest of us should add to the effort and ensure that we build an educational system that we cannot be part of and prepare the kind of people who can transform our country.
The headmaster, Dr. Kwabena Kwachi Yabua, added his voice to government to help in the development and expansion of the school.
Our major issue is the road. Now they have graded it for us, so we are waiting for the first and second course. Our science laboratory, because they were working on the research center, but the first phase was completed, but the second phase has been suspended, and now we would like them to come in and help with that one. The school also lacks an assembly hall, so we are asking for an assembly hall and library complex.
That was the headmaster of Soom Technical, Dr. Kwabena Kwachi Yabua, in that report by Anita Weskin.